If you've just joined us, firefighters are still fighting the fire that has engulfed the roof of Auckland's under-construction $700 million International Convention Centre. The massive fire, which began around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, started on the building's top level and spread right across the roof. Last night, fire services abandoned the roof in fears that it might collapse, and their strategy overnight was to try and stop the fire reaching below level 5. Speaking to our reporter earlier, Liu Chen, she was out there on the scene, and she says firefighters have told her it's still not yet under control. Yesterday, firefighters were aboard more than 30 appliances. Now they're using just about 20, some of which came from as far away as Hamilton. And they've been trying to control the blaze with gas cylinders, bitumen and insulation, contributing to a toxic smell in the air. The entire Sky City precinct was closed overnight, leaving hundreds of people locked out of their hotels. Streets around the area have also been cordoned off. We've got the Mayor, Phil Goff, now. Morena, Phil.
Hello.
So last night, firefighters abandoned the roof. Their strategy overnight was to just stop the fire from reaching lower than level 5. But there's been no change in the situation overnight. Our reporter, Liu Chen, who's been at the scene, says firefighters have told her they still don't yet have the blaze under control. How worried are you at this stage?
I think it's a pretty worrying situation. When I spoke to the regional commander last night, they had abandoned the roof but wanted to stop the fire at the fifth floor. I think that is still the strategy. I'm just about to head into town now and to make contact again. The damage that was already done was quite extensive. It started just on the west to northwest corner of the roof. And through the day, we just watched the fire, notwithstanding the efforts of the firefighters, spread right across the roof of the centre. And that black, thick cloud, acrid cloud of smoke just kept getting worse, to the point that, you know, when you walk down Albert Street, people are wearing face masks because they can get hold of them. My suit from yesterday needs to go to the dry cleaners today. It makes for an unpleasant and almost an unworkable working condition in neighbouring buildings. Sky City has, of course, evacuated all of its buildings from that precinct. And from what I understand, the flames are still coming out now. They had hoped by morning that pretty much it would be under control, but it's proving more complex, I think, more difficult to control than they first imagined.
Phil, you were in the council building when it started yesterday afternoon, and pretty much your offices were inhabitable by the end of the day. You sent your staff home mid-afternoon. Will they be coming back this morning, or how safe do you expect it will be when people can return to the Sky City precinct or the CBD area where they're working there?
Yeah, well, I suspect the answer is that it won't be. If the smoke is still coming out now, we'd close down the air conditioning. We've got a sealed building, but the smoke still seeps into the building to the point that your eyes were watering. You felt the acridity in the back of your throat and in your mouth. It's not suitable working conditions for staff, and I suspect there'll be quite a lot of buildings just in the path of the smoke that will be like that, and where staff won't be coming in today. I'll get a report shortly on that. But the central city streets, of course, are still closed down, so that's going to produce its own problems with traffic congestion. But what I guess I'm looking at is the long-term consequences of this. The Sky City Convention Centre was due to be completed by about August, September next year. I originally thought this will put it back months. I'm now wondering whether it will put it back years. And it brings into question, of course, whether the Sky City Convention Centre will be ready for APEC in November 2021. Having a brief conversation with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, they do have Plan B in place for alternative venues. But, of course, this will have some economic consequences for the city as well. It is a major centre for conventions, a major employer. It has economic implications on numbers of people coming into the city. So, you know, from Fletcher's point of view, from Sky City Convention and the city's point of view, this is a serious fire.
Your alternative plan, if the building isn't ready to accommodate an APEC, who will pay for it?
Well, the cost of the fire, I'm presuming, will be covered by insurance. The disruption that might be caused to APIC, I don't want to exaggerate it at this stage, because there will be alternative strategies in place that will enable us to cater for it. But I think at peak during Leaders Week, we've got probably about 14,000 people coming into the city. And, of course, the conference was going to be focused around that central city block. So it will cause problems, but we haven't yet had the opportunity, and Foreign Affairs hasn't yet had the opportunity to make a full assessment of it. I understand the Prime Minister might be coming up later on today, and we'll be having a discussion about the implications of that at that point.
What's the council doing about the buildings around Auckland which were identified last year as having the same flammable aluminium composite cladding as the infamous Grenfell Tower? Has this incident increased pressure on building owners to sort this issue out?
No, this is a different cladding from the aluminium cladding that affected the Grenfell towers. It's obviously highly flammable still. What you've got is you've got the long-run iron on the roof. Underneath that, you've got a Bitumex covering, which is there for insulation purposes. And under that, you've got what I understand is a compressed straw insulation and noise baffle system. And, of course, what you haven't got in the building at the moment is you haven't got a sprinkler system to contain any fire. In normal circumstances, modern buildings will have a sprinkler system, and when a fire breaks out, it would be controlled by that. Now, a sprinkler system obviously the water doesn't go upwards, so a fire on the roof is another problem again. But that's highly, highly unlikely, except during the construction stages. And while we haven't yet identified the precise cause of the fire, you've got to imagine that it was people using construction equipment on or just under the roof that led to the fire starting. So, while our people, our inspectors, will look at the problem and look at what the learning experience might be, I don't think it is the nature of the problem that you imagine. It's certainly not the Grenfell Tower situation, where they had a different sort of aluminium cladding, but they had no sprinkler system and of course, no evacuation plan for the building that turned that into a particular tragedy.
Okay. And what's the latest from Fletcher Construction and Sky City?
Well, I've talked to Sky City, and I've talked to the fire commander reasonably late last night. From the Sky City convention point of view, this, after all of the problems I've had and trying to get the building completed in a timely way, this is a total heartbreak for them. And for Fletcher's, while I think the fire itself will be covered by insurance, this was already a project that was costing them hundreds of millions of dollars, not profit but cost, and this is not going to improve the situation from anybody's point of view. So, the important thing is, first of all, to get the fire out, then to make an assessment. And on the basis of that assessment, we'll have some idea. But my guess, just having watched that fire burn throughout the day yesterday, is that this will put the construction project back for a significantly long time, to the extent that it will affect APIC in 2021. And that's still 2 years out.
Thanks very much, Phil, for joining us this morning. That's Auckland's Mayor Phil Goff.